USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's expected to unveil plans to restart the economy perhaps before the day is over. At a White House briefing yesterday, the president said many parts of the nation are past the peak of the outbreak, and he credited the administration's aggressive strategy, in his words, of confronting the virus for limiting its spread. Many businesses across the U.S. have been shut down for weeks now to try to curb the pandemic, and many governors are taking issue with President Trump. They say they have the final say in when those stay-at-home orders are lifted. The president weighed in on those stimulus checks bearing his name during the briefing yesterday. He said he doesn't think the decision to add his name to the checks will delay anything.
I don't imagine it's a big deal. I'm sure people will be very happy to get a big, fat, beautiful check and my name is on it.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
This morning we'll be getting a look at the number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week as the nation continues to struggle with the COVID-19 pandemic. Most analysts expect that number to come in at about 5 million. In a normal week in recent times, that number would have been around 200,000. A new wristband is being tested that vibrates when the wearer becomes within 6 feet of another person. A dozen workers at a Ford factory in Michigan are trying out the buzzing wristbands to try to help them maintain social distance guidelines during the pandemic, and it's one of several safety ideas that Ford is considering as it prepares to resume production next month. Chicago's getting a break from snow today. Yesterday, over a dozen people were hurt in a pileup involving nearly 60 vehicles on the Kennedy Expressway, blamed on the slick roads. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A state hard hit by coronavirus is trying to help its working residents, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
Google is rolling out a new kids section to the Google Play Store earlier than scheduled, with teacher-approved apps for learning at home. Google was going to be launching the section later this year anyway, but it's moved up the timeline with the nation's students home from school because of the coronavirus. The apps will include a list of what things are about, what age they're for, and why teachers think they're effective. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.